President. Moment, Mr. President.
We have Governor Clark.
Thank you. Hello?
Governor Clark or Senator Clark? Just a minute.
Joe?
Congratulations.
Hubert Humphrey and I are just sitting here and thinking about you and decided we ought to call you and see if you can't get us scrap up about 25,000 votes up there.
Well, aren't you nice? I'm doing my best, Mr. President.
Well, you sure...
I'm trying to get him out of Philadelphia.
You sure had a wonderful victory.
Oh, well, you were just magnificent, and you certainly did everything in the world for Genevieve, and she might still pull through, but I'm afraid not. But, gee, it was just wonderful, and you were magnificent. So
we put in a call for all of you. I've called five or six up there, but Lady Bird, we just got Genevieve, just hung up talking to her.
Well, you're awful nice to call.
Well, we just wanted to, Hubert's down here, and we just wanted to tell you we loved you, and we're mighty proud of Pennsylvania and proud of you, and here he is. He's getting ready to catch a plane to go to Washington.
Well, aren't you nice to call?
Here you are. We're going to have a good group there in the Congress, looks like, Joe. You picked up some congressmen, too.
You got to tell us who you want for whip.
Well, I don't want to get in that. You all go on and decide that. Whoever you all get will be all right with me, just so you get a good fellow for the Democratic program, the great society. We're going to go ahead with our education, you know, and our countryside and our health, and we're going to Lincoln abolish the slavery, and we're going to abolish poverty.
Well, God bless you, Mr. President. I do deeply appreciate your call.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, kid.
Listen.
Three cheers for Hubert.
How are you, pal?
I'm fine. Why don't you and the president decide you want Ed Muskie for whip while you're down there talking to each other?
You think we should, huh?
Yeah, or else Phil Hart, one or the other.
Okay. I'll take that up with it.
When are you going off?
I'm going to come up to Washington tonight, and I'm going to go to Virgin Islands tomorrow for meditation.
Well, good for you. You really deserve it. And honest to God, I can't tell you how much I admire you and how much I love you and how wonderful it was.
Say, can you find enough votes up there for Genevieve?
I'm afraid not. We're going to try. The trouble is, the only place to find them is where maybe Frank Smith stole them away from her. You know, they walked out on her all over the state.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for that, she would have won. But I don't want to complain to the president. I just complain to you.
Yeah.
And there are lots of factors in it, but that was the real trouble. And he was magnificent, and so were you. You did everything you possibly could.
Well, I wish to God just a little more could have been done. Did you pick up some house seats?
Two.
You did?
Yep.
Where were they, in Philadelphia area?
No. One in Erie, of all places.
Oh, who was that?
A fella named Joe Vigorito.
Oh, I remember him well.
Cute little guy.
Yes, Joe Vigorito.
You'll take some guidance.
Yes, sir.
The other, a really first-class guy named Nyman Crayley down in York Adams, Cumberland, just south of Harrisburg.
Yeah.
And he'll be first class.
All right.
Hubert, thanks for calling.
All right, Joe.
Deeply grateful. Yep. I'll see you when you get back.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.